Dearest friends, the shir should be a schus, lilui nishmas, Yochai ben Rav Tuvia. And we're going to be learning b'siyata d'shmai, the inyan apanos reach shel avodah zarah, based on the sefer Avnei Shoam of Hagaon HaTzadik, Rafal Moshe Luria, and daf yud beis amud beis, meseches avodah zarah. Reish Lakish tells us, Loshon Ra'ala Mu'taras Beveret Behadas, that it says in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to go into a store where they have, on the day of a idolatrous holiday, because the stores are adorned. It's talking about when they're adorned with myrtle and rose, because if you go in the store, these are there for Avodah Zarah, these flowers are used to adorn the Avodah Zarah. The Kamis Hani Mirechem, we don't want you to be Nana from the Reach, to get Hana from the smell of these flowers. Ava Mutaris Beperos, no, it's Beseder. Only the Tzasser out the smell. Tosis asks that we say later on in Daf Samech Vav that according to Rava, you're allowed to smell the Goyisha wine, the Ainesech, because Recha Lav Milsa. So why is it Aser Beveret Vahadas? Why don't we say Recha Lav Milsa? The smell is not significant. And for Tosfos, Shiny Beveret Vahadas, the Ikrayu L'Recha Kaima. Beveret and Hadas are different because they're primarily there for Reach. Vahavikim Oktores, Daf Lach Shanasis Mitzvos, Dinei Molim Bo Isur Mi'a'ika. So the Reach and Hadas are different because they're primarily for smell. And it's like the Torah, even after the mitzvah is done, so there's no mi'ila, because the mitzvah is already done, but there's still an iser, because it's primarily for smell. So that's in contrast to the wine, which isn't primarily for smell. So there Rava can say, Recha Lav Milsa. But here where it's primarily for smell, here Rava doesn't say, Recha Lav Milsa. So we see from Tosfos that there's a chiluk between Darish Ikro L'Reach, which is Asr even according to Rava, and Darish Ein Ikro L'Reach, that's Mutar Lahalon, Dav Samech Vav, V'machlokes Abaye V'Rava, Yirecha Milsehi. Later on in Dav Samech Vav, we have a machlokes Abaye and Rava, if smell is significant. We say, Amar Rava Mina Aminala. Rava says, how do I know that Recha's Lav Milsa, that smell is not significant? The Snan, because we learned in a Mishnah, Tanush is Sika B'chamun Shal Truma V'ofabo Esapas, Esapas Mutaras L'fishein Tan Kamun Ela Reach Kamun. So if you have this, it says in the Mishnah that if you fire up an oven with this Kamun, which is a dried fruit, so you use that as firewood, so to speak, to heat up the oven, to make fire, and it's of truma, which is obviously forbidden for Jews to eat, and you bake the bread is mutter. Why? Because it doesn't have the taste of this truma, of this kamun, but rather the smell, and despite the fact that it has the smell, it's still mutter. So you see that Recha Lav Milsa, that's Rava's raya. Abaye says, no, shiny hasim de mikle surah, the iser was burned, so therefore by the time it got to the bread, it was already burned, and memela, the smell is not that of the kamun. Because mikli yisur, the isur was already burned, but really recha milsa, that shitas abaye. Toisis there, dibor amaschil abaye, right, v'choshvinan le kishoise, that we consider him like drinking. In other words, according to abaye, the problem of reach is it's like shtia. We don't say the problem is nana. Dim kain my parach mirech shel kamun truma shenechus v'pas Yisrael. Shiny truma demutul Yisrael b'hana shena shel kilui. If the whole issue was only hana, if the whole issue here was only hana, then what's the problem? You're allowed to get hana from truma. We're bringing a raya from truma. Truma, you're allowed to get hana. As long as it's not hana of kilui, hana that destroys the item. It's stam to smell as mutter. So what's the problem, Bechla? What's the raya against what's the raya here? That it's mutter. Even Abai should agree that it's mutter. Because it's only smell. And that's not a by truma, it's not hanashal kilui. It's ma'abaya. Elamai, it must be like that. It's like drinking, and that's also even if it's not shal kilui. Rather, here the machlokas is, says Tosfos, if we consider it like drinking or not, and the reason of Rava that it's not considered like Shosa, so Rava says, you know what the issue here is? You know why, by wine, Rechaz Lav Milsa? I'll tell you. Because it's bad for him. The smell is bad for him. Meziko. It's mazikim. The hakilkul rabba alatikun. And the kilkul, the harm, is greater than any tikun. So therefore, when it comes to the wine, Rabba says that recha lav milsa, because the rech is mazik, even though it's like shoseh. If it's like shoseh, then why shouldn't it be aser according to a Rava? So the answer is because this is bad for him. Harech nichnas b'fun of a meziko. So mavur mi divrei atosis, that Rava says recha lav milsa is because it's mazik when it comes into his face. She nichnas b'fun of. So that's Rava's reason why Rava's matir the smelling the wine, because it's mazik. The reason of Abaye says that that it's forbidden to smell the wine. Tosis writes the im hayashose have shtia kedin gam rechu hu kach da have kishtia, that if he would drink it would be considered a valid drinking. So therefore the reach is like shtia, and just like the shtia would be a good shtia, so to the smelling it is considered like shtia, and therefore it's usser. So it's mashma that the reason of Rava is not because he's cholek b'yisod hadin de recha milsa. The issue with Rava is not whether recha is milsa or not, but rather he holds that it's mazik. And if that's true, then we have to understand, why is Rava bringing from rech shel kamon shumah shenichnas bepas? There it's not mazik. So if there it's not mazik, it should be us, or even according to him. The Maharsha already notes this. What's the raya from Truma? Rav also holds the Rechaz Milsa as long as it's not Mazik. So Vered Vahadas, Rav agrees, is Aser. There it's not Mazik. Then what's the raya from Truma? The Truma is not mazik, so it's dami leverid vahadas. It has to be us, or even l'shitas Rava. So that's a shtarka ha'ara. Zot va'od. We have to understand l'fi divrei atosus shebchol midi de'eno meziko, that if it's not mazik, Rava's moda that reichas milsa. Why do we say in Psachim, Daf Chof Hei, Kol Mariv Reach Ein Behem Mishum Me'ila? That sound, it's what you see and what you smell, there's no Me'ila issue. It's not an Isser Me'ila. Why? Because Ein Behem Mamish, Kol Mariv Reach Ein Behem Mamish. Wait a second, if it's not Mazik, L'Kuli Almud should be Usser. And especially this is Shver according to Abaye. That according to Abaye, b'chol duchter recha milsa. So if Abaye holds recha milsa, then pashut that why the gabe yisser hektish is not a milsa. What's the issue? Why not? Pashut it should be yasser. We say no. Rech is nothing by hektish. Why? It's another shtar kasha. Now Tosis. And their question over here on the Yud Beis asks, why is Vered and Hadas different than Bas Tiyuha? Behechreach, we have to say, that they didn't understand the reason of Rava and the Kasha as being that the wine causes hezek. Because if that's the way they did understand, that wine causes damage when he smells, and therefore there's no, it's not usser, according to Rava. What's the kasha b'chla? Well, what are they asking on Vered Vadas? Vered Vadas is no hezek, and wine there is. So obviously, Tosis is learning in the kasha that there's no hezek in Bas Tiyua, in this forbidden wine. And therefore the machlokas is whether there's an iser nene. And Rava holds that it's not considered nene. That wine isn't considered, it's not considered that you're nene from the wine. When you smell it. So then we go back to the Kasha of Tosfos over there on Samach Vav Amud Beis, the later Gemara about the Bas Tiyua, about the smelling of the wine. Why are we bringing from Truma? We ask we bring a Raya that Rav is correct from Truma. In other words, we're understanding now that the issue is according to Tosfos here on Daf Yud Beis. Rava holds that it's not considered nene. If the issue is that it's not considered nene, then we have the kasha of Tosis and Samach Vav Amud Beis. Then if that's what Rava holds, then what's he bring a raya from Shurma for? I'll prove to you that reach isn't considered hana, because look, you're allowed to smell the truma. But here there's no Isser of Hana Sheina Shel Kilui. What's the inyan of the, what's the problem with the Truma? What's the problem of being Nana from the Truma? It's Hana Sheina Shel Kilui. And Hana Sheina Shel Kilui is Mutter. Ubehechreach, we have to say, like Tosis writes, that the yesod of their machlokas is b'din recha kishtia. Is it mazik or is it not mazik? Like Tosis says later on, b'adei hacha pligim chashvina like shose olo. And Rava's reason is that it's not considered like shose because it's makalkil. And if that's true, that Rava holds that it's makalkel, that reach is like shtia, and when the reach is makalkel, it's bad for him, then it's not aser. Then what was their kash in the first place? What was bothering them? You're asking from Vered and Hadas. How can Rava say that it's aser? Being from Vered and Hadas. He's matir the yayin because it's like shtia and the shtia is mazik. When the shtia is mazik, then it's mutter. So this reach is mazik, and reach is like shtia. And when the shtia is mazik, then it's not aser. So the reach is also not aser. So that's the way Rava has to be understanding. Otherwise, we can't have a raya from Truma, which is Hanash Eino Shel Kilui. So it must be that we're talking about where it's not just Stam Hana, it's talking about Shtiyah. And if it's talking about Shtiyah, like the Gemara says, like Tosa says, here they're arguing if it's like Shosa, and Rabba's reason is it's not considered like Shosa because the smell is bad for him. So that can't be considered Shosa. So if it's like Shosa and the smell is bad for him, then what's Bechlal Bekash in the first place? How was Tosas learning in the first place? When they asked from Vered and Hadas. Vered and Hadas, we understand, are Usir because it's not Mazik, and the Yain is Mazik. So we have to understand how Tosas were learning their Kasha. We also have to understand the Shnei Drachim, that either they're arguing about the Din Nene or they're arguing about the Din Shose. So that's our avoda. Please God, we should have life and health and everything good. That's our avoda for the next year. And now we just like to present the kashas, and we like people to digest the questions and think about the questions. And also to see that, you know, you read a Gemara sometimes, you think, it's simple, it's smooth, it flows, everything's good. No, it really isn't. I mean, it is terrific, obviously, it's the best thing in the whole world, but to see the questions, to see the difficulties, and then through those difficulties come to a much better place, Behavonis HaSugya. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, we should reconvene soon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.